This goes to Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, fax 989-779-7100. Regarding Joe, it's J-O, Nyer, N like November, E-Y-E-R. Date of birth is March 30th of 1956. Dear Dr. Lynes, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Nyer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hemochromatosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was August 29th of last year. She just had her annual eye exam because of being on the Plaquenil. That does seem to be working very well. It is helping her pain and her arthritis symptoms. She does get phlebotomies for the hemochromatosis every 3 to 6 months, that is keeping her ferritin levels well under 100, the phlebotomies are. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. And the only change is the addition of Plaquenil 200 milligram daily. I also want to highlight the diazide 37.5 25 milligram once a day. Physical examination weight is 203 pounds. That's a 4-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse 72 and blood pressure 112 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.41. Her hemoglobin is 14.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.5. Phosphorus was 4.7. Albumin is 4.1. And the last ferritin level was 52. A1C, hemoglobin A1C is 7.0. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable without progression and no symptoms. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, hemochromatosis followed by University of Michigan, no recent phlebotomies required. 4, rheumatoid arthritis, currently stable. The patient will continue to have renal chemistries done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.